Have you seen Chuck Norris lately? He's still kicking butt and staying active well into his 80s. What's even more shocking is he looks more jacked than ever and seems to have more energy than guys half his age. And it's all thanks to Morning Kick, a revolutionary new daily drink from Roundhouse Provisions that combines ultra-potent greens like spirulina and kale with probiotics, prebiotics, collagen, and even ashwagandha. Just mix with water, stir, and enjoy. Unlike other green drinks out there, this one tastes exactly like strawberry lemonade and has hundreds of five-star reviews. Go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 for up to 44% off your regular priced order. Plus, every purchase is backed by a 90-day money-back guarantee. So if you want to experience smoother digestion, a boost of energy, and just an overall healthier body, then go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 today. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Results can vary.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hello and happy Sunday morning. Can you believe it? This is the last Sunday of 2024 without NFL football action. The season kicks off on Thursday, just a couple of short days away. We have this little bit of a lull this weekend. Hopefully you've enjoyed some of the college football games. But I am very excited to be here today to talk about playoff predictions and a little bit of the latest news. So let's get ready to dive in.
Three. Two, one.
As teams put together their final rosters after cutdown days on Tuesday, we had a lot of fun kind of madness going on. It's always a tough time of year, too. Players you fall in love with during the preseason or speculative ads you've been holding on your roster, you kind of see them and their fortunes dry up. That can make things a little bit more difficult. But it's always interesting to see where everyone's going to land and how everything is going to shake out. Last week, I mentioned we were following a couple of big contract situations. Some of those have been resolved. So we'll dive into that as we look at a little bit of news and notes. Well, first off, we won't have to worry about whether Dak will have CeeDee Lamb in week one against the Browns. He certainly will. CeeDee Lamb signing a new 4-year deal makes him one of the highest paid receivers in football. Kind of brings that a little bit to a close. Still no word yet on a contract extension for Dak. He said he's fine playing the season without it, but that it would be telling if he didn't have one. You know what else was telling? I still have not forgotten that 5-interception performance from Trey Lance to close out the preseason. I don't know if Dallas has a firm plan in mind. You don't expect them to, you know, I'm not expecting them to be as good as they were last year, but also not bad enough to bottom out to be a top 5 draft pick. So if they don't re-sign Dak, that could leave them in kind of a weird middle ground. And we've seen that before a lot of other teams. So that is something to watch out for. Another receiver that got paid, and this one right on the wire, Brandon Ayuk getting a new 4-year deal from the San Francisco 49ers. That turns out to be great for them, not only because they now have Ayuk, who is their top pass-catching weapon, but their other receiver, Ricky Pearsall, yesterday was actually shot as part of a robbery attempt in downtown San Francisco. He's in serious but stable condition. We will have to follow up and see what that means. Certainly, he will miss some time, could miss a great deal of time. So it really helps. San Francisco has kind of gotten that receiver drama behind them, but their other piece of difficult contract tidings is Trent Williams, the left tackle, who said he will not report until he gets a new deal. So will that be forthcoming? We shall see. Another one that bears watching is Ja'Marr Chase, the third of these kind of receivers that was waiting for a contract, still has not gotten one. His coach indicated he was going to practice. He was for sure going to play, but we've gotten some mixed signals. He hasn't exactly been participating in practice. That is certainly something to watch. I like the Bengals and I like their prospects this season, but not as much without Ja'Marr Chase. Feels like a little bit of a weird situation. Well, that will do it for kind of news and notes. Let's dive into the crux of the issue, which is final playoff predictions. If you followed along, Ricky and I did some of our initial rosters and some of our initial over and unders right in May when the schedule came out. I've had a little bit of time to sit with it and to watch some of the preseason, and I now have my final playoff predictions, which will go up on the site tomorrow afternoon.
Why are so many dogs suffering from health issues? Actress Katherine Heigl, who's helped save over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, says she's seeing more issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before. And after doing a ton of research, she feels there's one place we can look to support any dog's health: their food. So she decided to create something she could actually feel good about feeding her dogs. It's called Superfood Complete. Superfood Complete is made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including several superfoods vital to your dog's health. Badlands Ranch also sponsors the Jason Debus Heigl Foundation, which has helped rescue thousands of dogs and place them in loving homes. Dogs across America are trying this food and experiencing amazing health benefits. Go to badlandsranch.com/save50 and order right now to get up to 50% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. If you want your dog to experience all these incredible things, go to badlandsranch.com/save50 today.
Have you seen Chuck Norris lately? He's still kicking butt and staying active well into his 80s. What's even more shocking is he looks more jacked than ever and seems to have more energy than guys half his age. And it's all thanks to Morning Kick, a revolutionary new daily drink from Roundhouse Provisions that combines ultra-potent greens like spirulina and kale with probiotics, prebiotics, collagen, and even ashwagandha. Just mix with water, stir, and enjoy. Unlike other green drinks out there, this one tastes exactly like strawberry lemonade and has hundreds of five-star reviews. Go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 for up to 44% off your regular priced order. Plus, every purchase is backed by a 90-day money-back guarantee. So if you want to experience smoother digestion, a boost of energy, and just an overall healthier body, then go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 today. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Results can vary.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
I'm going to start in the NFC. I've come around a little bit on the Chicago Bears. I'd call it the hard knocks effect, what have you. But at the same time, I've also become a little leery of the Dallas Cowboys. There feels like a little bit of a bad energy going on this offseason. So among my playoff predictions, I have the Detroit Lions winning the NFC North. I have the San Francisco 49ers winning the NFC West, the Philadelphia Eagles winning the NFC East, and the Atlanta Falcons, who I think are going to be a little frisky, winning the NFC South. Among wild cards, I think the Packers will make it back in. They are a good young team, and that NFC North shaping up to be a real killer division. I also have the Chicago Bears sneaking in. I think that they were 7-10 last year. I can see them making an improvement, winning 9 or 10 games and making the field this year. Not a huge leap for a team that made a lot of big moves this offseason. And then I still have the Rams making it in. I looked at the Cardinals. I think the Cardinals will have a better season. I think those two will kind of go back and forth all throughout the season. And, you know, you might have noticed that leaves Dallas, Tampa Bay a little bit on the outside looking in. I just don't think they're going to make it this year. So that's the seven that I am going with in the NFC. Let's flip it over to the AFC. All the talk this offseason for Miami has not been so much about making the playoffs as winning a playoff game. Do I think they will get there? Well, we'll get to that in a minute. But I do think the AFC East is going to be a very tough and very competitive division. I think the same of the AFC North. And I think there's going to be some friskiness in the AFC South. And, you know, some of the teams in the AFC West are starting to catch a little momentum for me. I think they could actually start to be a little interesting. That being said, only if seven teams can make the playoffs. So who do I have in the playoffs? Well, I have the Houston Texans winning the AFC South and making the playoffs. I actually do have the Miami Dolphins winning the AFC East, making it into the playoffs. I think they can be slightly better than they were last year. I think they've really been working on and committed to that, making some moves. I have the Cincinnati Bengals going from worst to first and winning the AFC North. You know, that's kind of a little bit of a cheat. They were probably better than a fourth place team last year. I think they can make that step up. And then I, of course, have the Kansas City Chiefs winning the AFC West. I think they are clearly the best team in that division. Among wild cards, I still have Buffalo making it into the playoffs. I don't think their run is entirely done, but I do like the Dolphins a little bit this year. I have the Baltimore Ravens still in the playoffs. You know, I don't have them winning the division, but I think that is going to be a very close and competitive race, and I think they will still make the field. And then I have the New York Jets in. I wasn't as high on the Jets last year, even with not factoring Aaron Rodgers missing the season. I just thought there would be a little bit of time to make some adjustments. They have some challenges. Obviously, Hassan Reddick was the big piece they moved to get on defense, and we have not seen him come in this offseason, so that leaves a little bit of a hole. But they had a good defense last year. They have some very good pieces on offense, and I think that that is going to lead them to doing just enough to make it into the playoff field. So I have the Jets in the AFC East. That, of course, leaves a few teams out. I think the Jaguars will be close, but will be just a miss. I think the Steelers and the Browns will also be close and competitive, but not quite in. You know, I think the Raiders and the Broncos might be friskier and the Chargers than people think, but probably not quite there. And I think there's going to be some growing pains for the Colts and Anthony Richardson as he moves into this new role. So all those teams just not quite making it in. So who do I have representing the conferences? Well, let's look at the AFC first. In the AFC Championship game, I actually have the Miami Dolphins advancing to the championship game and the Houston Texans. A couple of teams that had some spark and some energy last year that could not quite get over the hump. I think Miami will win a couple of playoff games this year, ending that drought of not winning in the playoffs, but I don't think they'll make it all the way. I like this Texans team. I like the energy they have. You know, I like their young quarterback and their pieces on offense, so I have them making it into the Super Bowl. On the NFC side, I have the Eagles and the Lions advancing. I think the Eagles will end up in a matchup with the 49ers in the divisional round and will be able to overtake them. I just like the Eagles to bounce back a little bit this year, and I really like Detroit. I've mentioned this when I looked at awards picks last year. I like Dan Campbell. I like Jared Goff. I like what they've been doing. I think they have a good energy and that they are ready to bring some happiness to a fan base that has been much maligned for several decades. The Lions are actually my pick to win the Super Bowl. I'm both excited for them and feel sorry for them because I'm all in. I've looked at a lot of different scenarios, and that is just the one that I keep coming back to. So I have the Lions over the Texans. We will see how that plays out. It's always fun to have this kind of optimism in August, but we will see, or the first day of September, as it may be. But we will see how it turns out as the regular season kicks off on Thursday. We have the Ravens at the Chiefs. Should be a good one. And then we have the Packers and the Eagles playing in Rio de Janeiro on Friday night. So that should be a lot of fun. I will be back next Sunday with my games of the week and some of my sit-start projections. We will also talk about those first two games of the regular season. So hope you guys have a wonderful Sunday. Find something fun to do with the family because Sundays for the rest of the year are likely to be claimed.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.